Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the All About Annette Show on the Digital Vibe Podcast. How are you? Hope you're doing well. You are just in time for some incredible podcasts that I call my archives. This is some of my best work, and I hope that you enjoy it. So, if you're looking for some inspiration, motivation, or you're looking to be just a little bit educated, then you've come to the right place. All things good. So now, I have a question. Are you looking to improve your life? Well, then if you are, you're listening to the right podcast. So, the All About Annette Show is just that. It's about improving your life. So if you want something to sit back and relax and chill to, then take this in. Oh, wait a minute. Don't touch that dial. Put down that remote. You're going to want to listen to this. Trust me. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the All About Annette Show on the Digital Vibe Podcast. How are you? Hope you're doing well. You are just in time for some incredible podcasts that I call my archives. This is some of my best work, and I hope that you enjoy it. So, if you're looking for some inspiration, motivation, or you're looking to be just a little bit educated, then you've come to the right place. All things good. So now, I have a question. Are you looking to improve your life? Well, then if you are, you're listening to the right podcast. So, the All About Annette Show is just that. It's about improving your life. So if you want something to sit back and relax and chill to, then take this in. Oh, wait a minute. Don't touch that dial. Put down that remote. You're going to want to listen to this. Trust me. The Wealth Building Series. Volume 1, How to Create Lasting and Sustainable Wealth Online. 2020 copyright, all rights reserved by the Digital Vibe Network at www.thedigitalvibe.com. Why do so many people fail to make money online, even though they do everything their coach or mentor has told them to do? Why do two people who are in the exact same business niche and have the exact same business and marketing tools available go on to have one fail while the other succeeds? Why does someone who's been building their business for years suddenly gets passed up by a newcomer out of nowhere? Why are so many people who seem very successful on the outside, but on the inside they're not satisfied or happy? Are some people just lucky while others aren't? What does success really mean? These and more of all the many questions I've had and have asked myself over and over again, and these are probably questions you've also asked yourself at some point in time. Frankly, I've grown tired of seeing masses of budding entrepreneurs and people in general giving up on their dreams due to the negative forces that seem to keep people down, while a few still continue to rise. I have dedicated this series of ongoing books to help all of those who need that kick in the pants to get them moving in the right direction towards success and happiness in their lives. So read this book with an open mind and really let it all soak in before going into the next book series. I sincerely hope these books improve your life. It all begins with you. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or you've owned and operated a business for a while, you probably have an idea of what success looks like to you. Maybe it's buried deep inside you and only peeks out on rare occasions when you allow yourself to dream. But it's there, and it's important. If you don't know what success looks like, how will you know when you've arrived? How do you know what to plan for? How do you know if you're making progress or simply treading water? The answer is, you don't. So, if your definition of success is buried deep inside you, sit down for a while and pull it out. What does it look like? Question: how will you know when you're successful? Now, be careful here. Success can be quickly defined as, I'm making $1 million a year and set it aside. However, monetary goals are only a part of being successful, and for some, they're not even part of the definition at all. What does your life look like when you're successful? Are you traveling across the country or sitting at home in your beautifully appointed home office, working quietly? Do you live by the ocean, in the city, or perhaps nestled in the mountains? Do you work 40 hours a week? Or are you a fan of the 4-hour work week a la Tim Ferriss? What are you doing? What are you writing? Are you planning? Are you on the phone talking to people? Giving workshops? Are you creating? Building? What are you doing when you're successful? How do you spend both your work time and your free time? Finally, assuming you're able to write out everything that you see when you visualize success, what are your monetary goals? Now note that monetary goals are important. However, they're not the only aspect of success. Each person defines success differently. Don't let Donald Trump or anyone else define it for you. What does success mean to you? Creating the life you deserve. The internet has made it possible for you to share your passions, skills, and knowledge with the world. It has made it possible to create the life you deserve, which means creating personal wealth, sharing your valuable knowledge and skills with people who need it, communicating with like-minded individuals, partnering with like-minded individuals, and spending time on your passions, helping others, enjoying your life, learning from others, creating value, and so much more. The internet has made it possible for you to create a business which supports your goals, whatever they may be. Many people like their day jobs. Maybe they like what they do, whom they work with, and certainly the benefits that go along with a traditional 9-to-5. An internet business helps them create the life they deserve by providing additional income for vacations, early retirement, travel, or perhaps just to afford those little extra luxuries. For others, an internet business can become their day job. It can become their sole source of income and afford them to live the life they deserve. So how do you go from wanting to start an internet business to actually having the life you desire? Your personal guide to internet wealth. That's what this ebook is designed to help you achieve. It's dedicated to helping you create a roadmap to wealth. And the term roadmap was chosen specifically because each person has his or her own destination, and therefore his or her own path. And to that destination, is authentic to each individual. A person who is striving for a 4-hour work week is going to have a much different plan than a person who is seeking a business where he or she is focused on his or her passion and his or her definition of success of 40 hours a week. Neither path is wrong if it follows your definition of success and what you want for your life, your vision. The challenge is to create a plan to get you there. There are a lot of tangible steps along the way. The first step, which I've already discussed, is defining what success means to you. If you haven't written it down, do it now. Write what success means to you. Take a moment. And again, write it down. Documenting is helpful because it helps you stay on track. It's easy when you're building a business to get lost in the day-to-day mundane things that are going on. Defining success to yourself helps you stay focused and make decisions based on the bigger picture. So go ahead, set this aside for a moment. Grab a piece of paper, get a sticky note, or if you printed this report out, flip it over, use the back of the page. Write it down, write it in a journal. What does success look like to you? If you're not a writer and would rather verbalize it, grab a tape recorder, grab your cell phone, close your eyes, visualize success. Describe what you see, describe it out loud. You can refer to the recording or have someone transcribe it for you and refer to it later. How to use this book for maximum benefit. There are 8 chapters in this book and an appendix with tools and resources you can use. I strongly advise tackling no more than 1 chapter per day, which means you'll complete this report in a little more than a week. You may choose to go slower. Again, life is what? A marathon, not a sprint. Each chapter not only provides tangible action steps, it will also ask you to answer a lot of questions. But remember this, is not a magic 8-ball road to success or achieving something, your pie in the sky, falling out. No, it's not that. It's a guide to help you create your personal roadmap to wealth. And always remember this, wealth isn't always what you think it is. Wealth is defined in so many ways. Answering these questions hastily without thinking about them through and through, making sure they fit your vision and definition of success, can get you off course. So it's my intent to give you the structure to create tremendous wealth, to set you on the road to riches. However, you, and I repeat, you have to do the work. I can only provide the guide to help you get there. So with that in mind, here are 5 steps. Read each chapter. Spend as much time as you need to digest the information. Brainstorm. Answer the questions clearly and concisely. There's no rush here. Create a system to document your answers and your plan. Number 4, follow through and actually make the effort to document them. Number 5, take action to make your vision a reality using the plan you've created. Let's get started. Chapter 1. Creating more than just a website. We are limited, not by our abilities, but by our vision. Anonymous. The Wealth Building Series. Creating Lasting Wealth on the Digital Vibe Podcast.